Blackstone Publishing presents Chains of Gold by John McKenna. This book is read by Jamie Rennell. All my love and gratitude to my wife, Teresa, for whom all my books are written. Prologue. The storm is upon us. Ben Gannon shifted in his chair, momentarily distracted by the soft tinkle of ice cubes, as the waiter refilled the water glasses at the next table. Outside the restaurant, through the ornate ironwork framing the balcony, the gentle midday din of the French Quarter wafted up from Bourbon Street. Refocusing his attention on the tattered, age-stained manuscript page, glossy between its two sheets of protective plastic, he began to read again, slowly translating the archaic Spanish. Even now, with the ship in dire peril, Captain Ramos refuses to jettison any of the golden treasure that so destabilizes her. It is madness, the gold fever, an unholy alliance with his own hubris, which led him even to the folly of hammering a short golden shaft, sharpened into the semblance of a nail, into the foremast below the main deck to bedazzle the crew and taunt the ocean fates. This 2 days ago, and having loaded the Arista's nethermost holds to bursting with the spoils of Montezuma's ravaged empire, pressing her waterline almost to the lower gunports, and seeing yet upon the shore, scattered here and there in great gleaming heaps, 1,000 times the weight he had already commanded aboard, he was unable to set sail without taking on another 40 barrels of golden chain, which he ordered secured about the lower gun deck. Each barrel contains a single chain, 80 rods in length, yet not above the diameter of a man's finger, the links of which are wrought with such cunning artifice as to beguile and confound the senses. It is these chains, not so much of gold as of Captain Ramos's greed, which now threaten to drag us to our doom. Not content with his gratuitous butchery of the Aztec peoples during his raiding sorties, in which I, as master of swords and arms, took a shameful part, he appears bent upon his own destruction, as well as the destruction of this noble vessel and her entire crew. God save me. This I cannot permit. Ben looked up as he finished the page, glancing first at Eugene McCluskey, the old oilfield diving supervisor, with whom he'd worked on numerous offshore construction jobs over the years, and then at the slender lawyer in the dark suit who sat beside him, displaying the saturnine legal...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?